Blog Talk Radio.
Discipleship Radio.
In the streets, they call it.
Discipleship Radio.
Out in the street, they call it.
Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari.
Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e. the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion, in the city of Dawid, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch Hu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church. Christian church. Christian church. Christian church.
Bukoyan Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha al Hagetit La Asaf Haninu Lelohim Uze Haru Lelohe Yaakov Su Zemra Utnetov Kino Naim El Navel Tiku Vahoresh Shofa Bakese Layom Hage Ki Ho La Yisrael Hu Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihosef Sam Bazit Alviet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasiroti Misavel Shikim Kape Midud Tavona Badzara Karata Vahalze Im Baseter Raam Echam Alme Mriva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yisrael Im Tishmale Lo Yiye V El Za Vilo Tishtahave Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Me'ered Mizraim Hahefpe Va'amale Veloshama Ame Lakole Bi'Yisrael Lo Avale Va'ashache Bishwerut Leba Yaku bimoa zote. Lu ame shomea li Israel birwake yahaleko. Kimat oeve aknea val zore ashiv yadi. Mazane yahava yakahashulo vihe ita lolam. Vaya akile mehalev cheta umizur devash asbeye.
Jagatani the rebel among men, he didn't know like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagatani the rebel among men, he didn't know like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we got tremble. When I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He didn't know like your name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
Slavia.
The home place is
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen. Saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever.
should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai.
Children of the new covenant, here I, O Israel, Jarastafari is one. Blazing tongue of flame, get a youth, so you know your name come. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that have shown no mercy. For mercy rejoices against judgment, in secret ridicule. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that he should show forth the praises of him who is called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Having good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Jah. Children of the new name covenant, here I, O Israel, the Rastafari is one, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of Jah. And if it first begin at I and I, what shall be the end of them that obey not Jah? Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down the field, which is of you kept back by fraud, riot, and the cries of them which have reaped, are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath or armies. Children of the new name covenant, here I, O Israel, Jah Rastafari is one. Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. Upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, O 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 God.
My advice to all,
advice to all,
advice to all,
advice to all,
is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chabarim. Greetings, greetings, brothers and sisters, Windemoch, Hitoch, Natoch, mothers. Greetings, greetings, Machibur Tenoch, Machibur, Machibur Society, Machibur Congregation, Chabare. We have the Chabar, the Chabarim, both the Hebrew, Hebraic, and also the Amharic as well. The word for the aggregation, congregation, also for associates, colleagues, Yes, I, those in the same league, especially in the school of His Divine Majesty. So here we are beginning a new book, the second book of HaTorah, of the Pentateuch, of the five volumes, the five books ascribed to Moshe. Here we're beginning Shemot, Shemot. In the Hebrew, it's called Shemot. In the Royal Amharic, it's called Simoch. Simoch. Now, here's some of the Rastafari sabbatical slides, some of the slides that we have, the PowerPoints, also the PowerPoints, the presentations for the respective Torah portion reading and feeding. So here, we are in the early hours of the morning from the Sunday, the first day, the Yom Rishon, or the Ehud, first day. Malkam Ehud, Malkam Samint, which is to say a beautifully good, a good week, as you say, get the week, but Rastafari, we keep it sabbatically strong. And in order to keep it strong, we stay up in I studies. Study to shew thyself approved to he who be who ye be, who has called we by that new name, precious name, new name, yes, I, Rastafari. So here in applying the principles, applying the king's principles, applying the teaching of His Imperial Majesty to I and I, liberty and the study to shew yourself approved. So here for this new week, you know, this week's reading, and we still call it the week's reading because that's where we want to start out, you know, before the actual reading and the reasoning, the reading and the writing, the rising, the aliyah. So here, even I and I getting ready for this new sabbatical strong, and we make the weak strong, you know, from the weak to the strong. Right, how do we keep it strong? Rastafari sabbatical. How do we stay strong? Right? Well, the word, the glory of His Divine Majesty says to I and I and we in Ephesians chapter 6, right? Chapter 6, the fourth part, it speaks about the warfare, the iritical warfare of the spirit, the irit-filled believer, right? Because, you know, we strike out, we trample, we try down the lie, the believer. Right, the Amanyoch, the Mitmanan, the Ethiopic word that relates to the Hebrew and the roots right there. So the warfare, as we seal up the Sabbath with psalms and praises in Psalm 144, one of the psalms for the termination of the Sabbath. And that psalm right there, you know, we prepare to renew the weekly warfare, right? That warfare. We're in the world, but we're not to be of the world. So we have to kind of fill up. We got to fill up with the eye. We got to fill up with the word. So here in preparing, especially here with the second book of Moses, the second semester, right? Within our sabbatical, the Shana, within the year. You know, the Shana. Very, very interesting words right there to get in some more of the meaning of it. We just touch on it just briefly here just to focus on the subject matter right here for this vlog right here. And this vlog right here is, well, brethren, right, and sistren, right, but brethren especially to the brethren to whom more is given, more is required. How do we overcome the weak and be strong in Yahweh, truth, and life? Well, this word from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, speaking of the A item, 4A. Here we're using the Scofield Study Bible. Ephesians chapter 6, right, verse 10. Chapter 6, verse 10. This begins the fourth item, the Spirit-filled believers, the warfare of the spirit-filled mitmanan, the amanyosh, those with the true amen, the true Emunah in the Hebrew, the Emunah, the true Emunah from the Amenah root, where we get the Amen. Yes, I. Finally, my brethren, be strong in Ha'adon. Be strong in Ha'adon, Adawan, and Adonai, Rastafari, and the power of his might, right? And the power of his might. So putting on the full armor, right? Even for this new Torah portion reading and feeding as we're going down, right? Here in the season, going down into Mitzrayima, down into Egypt, more, even more fully here with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as Exodus. Exodus, the movement, right? The movement of Jah people. Now, the movement here is down into the bondage, right? Here in the seasonal sabbatical studies and the reasonings, we have Shemot. Shemot equals Exodus. Shemot. What is Shemot? Shemot is the names. The names equals Exodus. Now, we hope to bring forward a kind of a, this is kind of a shiur that we do this regularly. Sometimes we, you know, things just get so caught up and you know, we miss to do it and we have to kind of catch up sometime later on, you know, in the week in order to strengthen, you know, to get strong, to strengthen up. It's about the strength, right? That strength, right? Strength, as some of I people would enunciate, the strength, right? Being strong. And strong in the word, you know, strong in taking that time for heart and mind, especially for the sons, especially for the mind them, right? This is how we mind up. Right, how we mine up, right? And so this is for ethnic Israel, ethnic, right? We could say the ethnic Yehudi, the ethnic, the once lost, now found, the black and the brown. So this is the mind, then we have to charge. How do we charge that divine spark, the divine, the melanin? Now, not to get so much into the melanin right here, right now, but we have to touch on the melanin. Because a lot of folks think that because we have melanin, the epidural melanin, but it's also charging that neural, the neural melanin, right? That neural, like in the mind, right? Now, black and brown and, we say, melanated, we say, peoples, you know, especially, we say, superficially on the skin, you know, at the skin level, you know, have melanin. But then all, you know, all peoples, to some degree, have some level of melanin. Now, it's hard to assess what is the neural melanin, you know, the melanin that we have within, right? That's a divine spark, that black dot. But by charging it by the receptivity, right, the receptivity to the word, and also that discipline to take that time, right, to take the time. You can't really make time so much because time is, but we take the time to prepare. So it's usually on the first day, which is known as the Ehud, the first day that we seek to, you know, take the time to prepare, take the time to be still and say, okay, it's a new Torah portion reading and feeding. What is this Torah portion reading? What's the name of it? What's the number of it? Speaking about the Sabbath, the sabbatical, where are we, you know? Because what gets measured gets done. What gets measured, right, gets managed. What gets measured gets improved, right? So to grow, in order to grow in grace and in the gnosis, the knowledge, or Hebraically speaking, the da'at, the da'at, which sounds a lot like data because it is the gnosis, the knowledge. So some of the basics right here, speaking of the aliyah. What is the aliyah? The aliyah, the ascension, the aliyah, the going up. In fact, got to bring forward this a brief study on the word Aliyah. Now, most might know Aliyah because of the singer, you know, Jah rest and bless her soul, and you know, she rests in grace and rise in glory. You know, most know of Aliyah. You know, most of the lost, you know, found sheep who might know of Aliyah. So when they say, we say the Aliyah, that's one enunciation of it. But sometimes we will enunciate the way that the people can at least be able to begin to grasp it, like Aliyah, the ascension, the going up. Now, this Torah portion right here, we're going to apply this right here to this particular Torah portion right here, because here we're beginning second book, right? The second book known as Exodus. And with this second book known as Exodus, even if ones and ones were not able to apply all these principles as they're growing, so forth and so on, previously, hopefully in the next Shana, the next go around, you know, sabbatically speaking, one will get an opportunity to apply and also to heal up to the brethren, you know, here and there, you know, linking even in the social media, even on the IG. I think it was Media K as well, and Brother Ross Simon also, Super Hebrew 36. I mean, there's many other brothers and sisters who we see them posting things and posting updates and different inspirational things that show I and I that, you know, iron sharpen iron, you know, that they're in the studies as well and staying in tune, you know, keeping I and I heart in tune. Right, keep our heart, I and our mind, I and our thoughts in tune. Right, when we speak about even Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, some people look at Jerusalem and these names, even like say Israel or whatnot. Even we talk about the Canaan, the Canaan, or even we talk about Mitzrayim in Egypt. They're just looking at it as a physical, a five cycle space. Oh, it's over there because somebody named that Egypt is there, or Canaan is there, or Jerusalem is that city right there. In the mystery school, right, of the King of Kings, Christ, right? When we say the mystery school, right, because, yeah, we can get into that in the scripture. It's in the scripture. It's in the scripts. And from the called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari perspective, as His Majesty says, I now, we for my part, I glory in the Bible. If we glory in that new Shem, the new Shem, the Hashem, by that Hashem, the new Shem, the precious Shem, right? The precious Shem, Shemot, the precious name by which we are called. Then we will do well to give ear to hear, right? And come make with reason, right? Reasoning, rising, but an important step in the reasoning, you know, the reading, the reasoning, and the rising is also the writing. There's a Ethiopic statement, Amharic. It's in Amharic. It's on the old, during the imperial, during the divine, you know, manifestation time. There's the old poster, the Amharic poster, that says on one side of it, it has an Amharic writing around it, and it says, "Yemai sifu idjoch ainorum yemai sifu," that which don't write idjoch. And the idj and the yid, the hands, yid, yad, yid, right? The yad, the yid, the id, the hands that don't write, right? Ainorum, are not established, don't exist, don't live. So hands that don't write. So writing is very, very important because Ha Elohim teaches I and I through writing, right? Much enough that I and I would have never known. So it's through writing, right? Hands that don't write don't live. So what gets measured, right? How we measure I and I studies, right, is also what gets done. So here for this 13th, here at the 13th, which is a very good number, 13 months of sunshine, 13 months of sunshine, the number 13, what a number. Even just the numerics of it all, just getting into the number of it all, even on that particular aspect of the reason and the readings and the studies. But the mana, this is I and I sabbatical mana. So here we're at the Rastafari Foundation.org site, right? And in the top menu, right? In the top menu is under this week's reading, right? So hopefully by the time you fulfill.
Yeah. Update, LOJS.org. New site, new main hub site, lojs.org. Yes, sir.
This Shabuah, Hebrew for the seven, Shabuah, Shabbat, Sheba, seven. And this Samint in the Amharic, for this 7 days. So the first day is the Sunday, right? The first day of the week is the Sunday. First day, Sunday. Second day, Monday, right? Or ones might call it the moon day. So here, right here, this is January 12th, 2020 when this was posted up there. So we have this week's portion, right? Number 13, Shemot, names, in them hark is Simoch. So there even is a very important Afro, we speak about the Afro-Shemitic. What is the Afro-Shemitic connection? Afro-Shemitic, right? Kamo-Shemitic. We're going to touch on that as well because one of the brethren, actually our first vice president, Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, on one of our, the DSR sites, he had, you know, shared something that I think, was it Sheikh Anta Diops and I think Obenga, right? You know, God bless them for their works, you know, speaking about the linguistics, the language, and why some have termed it Afro-Semitic. But it's very important because even the Afro-Semitic or Afro-Shemitic terminology basically shows you that this legacy, the legacy of I and I, we, the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, our divine heritage, is that it shows us that the whole Hebrew legacy is black, you know, for lack of a better word, you know, or we could say even African, so to speak, for lack of a better word, right? Because many different peoples, nations, tribes, so forth and so on, right? Some share similarities, some share diversity, right? But here, for this Torah portion reading and feeding right here, right, picking off Exodus, right, so here when we scroll up the page, here we're at the Rastafari Groundation.org, top menu, right, on the top menu, go under the menu items, you know, the resources, the menu items, this week's reading, right, this week's reading. So just to make, you know, good, you know, reference to that, here we're at, actually looking at this right here, at the website so we can just see exactly where it is posted. Yes, under the resources, free PDF.
And once again, LOJS.org, updated site, LOJS.org.
And just yes. So you can find this as well, bookmark it. Recommend that ones and ones, you know, bookmark it as well. As a point of reference, also PDF, you know, PDF the page, we often do that. You know what I mean? Even at this present time, often PDF the page. You can also, you know, refer or review some of the previous Torah portion. And what we have there is just a basic peshat, like a plain overview, right? Of course, we put disclaimers on some of the, you know, shared information, because some of the information, some of the shared, the better of the shared information that's out there. But often with the discipleship, the radio, the podcast, the reasonings, you know, we'll go in some of the details when ones and ones might point out something and something might be, you know, a little different the way we have come to, you know, read it, reason on it, you know, and rise. So here we have to update, you know, update the collective, you could say the gnosis, the knowledge that we have right here. But here for this Torah reading, right, to get into the Aliyah. Right, the Aliyah, right? What is the Aliyah? Aliyah, ascension, going up. As you said, we're going to touch on the vid. Get in the vid. You know, well, we can just get into, zoom into that word, that particular word, you know, zoom into, well, what are the nuances? What does that word really mean? Where is it in the scriptures? You know, that's from the Hebrew. How do we cross-reference that? Like the, you know, the ma'elot, right? The shir ha-ma'elot, ma'elot, ma'alot, right? The ma'elot, ma'arig. We have the term me'arig, me'arig. What is a me'arig? It's an ali, arige, to go up, to ascend. But it has a few related meanings, you know, within the Hebraic sense. Even the immigration or the migration or even repatriation is also related with that terminology that has a more ecclesiastical, more like a churchical, Judaically speaking, a churchical sense, or like even in the synagogue. Synagogue, basically, the Knesset means the gathering together. Seen, together, gaga means to gather together. Right? Don't get it twisted because over here in Revelation 2 and 9, 3 and 9, it says synagogue Satan. That means that's a gathering together of Satan and those who oppose the truth. But there are those who are for the truth, right, of the King of Kings Christ, as I and I and we seek to be, right, all praise, glory, and strength, and so help I and I, His Divine Majesty, B'Shem Yeshua. So here we have Exodus chapter 1 to Exodus chapter 6, verse 1. This is the sabbatical bread, right? The sabbatical bread. A good word pick would be to take a, you know, like a loaf of bread, so to speak. Right? You know, it could be done in different forms. It could be the kita, like an injera. It could be a flatbread. But a loaf of bread right now, right? That one loaf of bread, think about that Damian Marley, you know, tune out there, the loaf of bread, you know? It's an excellent tune for this Torah portion and, you know, there's these reasonings right here. But you take a loaf of bread and you divide the bread into seven parts, right? Into seven parts. It's like the manna. Remember the manna? What the manna? Manhu. Manhu. That terminology in the Hebrew for manna came from the Hebraic and from the sense of they were asking, like, what is it? They could not tell. They did not know what the manna was. It was like, manna who? You know, what is it? You know, what is it? You know, manna who? What is it? What is this? You know what I mean? And it's like the Torah portion. When it comes to the Torah portion, it's like manna, right? It's the Rastafari manna. Well, what is this? What is this? Manhu. Manhu, like, what is it? You know, man, like, what and who, right, mean like he or it. Like, what he, what it, what is it, what is he? So what is this? What is this Torah portion that we know as Shemot, right? And Semoch. Shemoch in the Amharic, Shemoch, 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 right? Actually, it's Shemoch, not syllabated. So we have the S and the Sh. Hebraically, we have Shemot, right? Shemot, Shemot, the name, the Shems, the Shems. And then in the Amharic, we have Shemoch, right? To just show that correspondence of the biblical Hebrew, right? Afro-Semitically speaking, and the royal Amharic, Afro-Semitically speaking, according to the prophecy that we have in Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, he would turn to the people a pure language, a pure lip, a pure tongue, so we can all call upon the name of he who be, we be divine majesty with one consent. This is the key. This is the divine heritage key. The divine heritage key. So speaking about the Rastafari mana here, speaking about the divine heritage here, speaking about this Torah portion right here and going over some of the basics. Probably have to get into this in maybe another vid where we would like to show, well, how do we go about this every, you know, the best practices and procedures, right? Ones might be able to learn something, maybe this will apply for some, maybe others may even have a kind of another or better technique and they can share that as well, iron sharpen iron. But here we have this Torah portion reading and feeding. First, let's go over the page right here. Then we have the first part of the reading is the Torah. The groundation is HaTorah, the, you know, the five books of Moses, right? The Orit, Ethiopia, the Orit Torah. Then we have the prophet's reading, right? The Nabiyat and the Amharic and the Nabim, Nabiyayim, Nabim, Navim, some say, readings. Here we have Yeshayah, Yeshayahu, Isaias. Then we have the Brit Chadash, Brit, the Covenant Chadash, or the Hadith, Hadith, Chadash, Hadith Kidan, Hadith Kal Kidan, in the Amharic, Al Kidan, the word Kal from the Royal Amharic, Kidan. Essentially, the word Kol, Kol in the Hebrew means voice, right? Voice, like the sound, say the voice, the Kol. In the Amharic, we say Kal, and the Kal is the word. Right, so we have the Hadith Kal Kidan, the new or the renewed word agreement, which corresponds to the New Testament. Right, the New Testament reading, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, focus verses 17 to 35, and 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, right, verses, okay, it says 18 to 20. We've got to check that out right there. Let's go in and check that out as well. It should be, okay, there's some more details on that that needs to be, we got to update that right there. This is why it's good that we go over 25, so it'll be verse 25, 18 to verse 25. So we're going to definitely, you know, get that updated. No doubt, hopefully by the time you go to the page, it will already be updated. So it's 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 18 to verse 25 for the New Testament reading. As we mentioned before, going through the Scofield Study Bible and other study, you know, software and references, sometimes we find that there's other areas that also complement or reflect the basic foundation that we have in HaTorah, that we have in the Torah, and that we also have in the prophets, right, to keep it 3-3, you know, to keep it full one. You know, if you're doing fractions, there's 1/3, 2/3, and then 3/3 or 3/3, that's complete right there. So here we have the Torah portion outline, right? The introduction, the Israelites are down press. I don't have to update that, right? Down press, right? They're down press, right? The birth and the youth of Moses, right? Moses flees to Midian, right? Moshe at the burning bush, the divine name, the Hashem, revealed Moshe's miraculous power. Moshe returns to Mitzrayim, to Gibbetz, right? To so-called Kemet. We're going to have to get into that word Kemet, right? You know, because Kemet refers to a certain type of land. Some like to assume or believe it refers to the whole land. I mean, in a kind of an idealistic, you know, sense, but in the reality sense, it refers to that reddish brown, that agricultural ground. But he returns to Mitzrayim, and the bricks without straw in chapter 5, then in chapter 6, Yisrael, Israel's deliverance is assured, right? So here we also have the prophets outline of the second of the Trinity, right? The trifold reading and feeding sabbatically for the Shavuot. All this is a part of the strengthening. So it says, be strong, right? Be strong. So be strong. How do we get strong in the week? Right, starting out from the week, right? Well, finally, my brother, and be strong in Ha'adam. Right? Be strong in Exeav to sustain, and be strong, right, in Ha'adam, in Adonai Shah, Rastafari. And in the power of his might. So even when we talk about black power, right? Yes, those of us who would identify, you know, and are identified as black people, we eat the black Jews as well. You know, what is that power? We got to define power. So people think that all power is the same power. As we study, we begin to learn, right, and grow in grace, right, and know the truth for ourselves. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, right? So chapter 6 of Ephesians is a good point of reference, but just zooming forward to verse 17, it says, and take the helmet of salvation, right, preservation, Yeshua, Yeshuot, right, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, Ha-Ruach, of the Menfes, right, of the Spirit, the Irit, who is the Word, the Dibre Elohim. Who is the Word, right? So the scriptures is very, very fundamental. It's the logistics. So here going through some of the basics of the logistics right here. This is like kind of an overview, and then hopefully we can follow up for another vlog, how we go through like the preparation, you know? This is kind of like just going through the logistics. What is in this Torah portion? Man who? What is it? What is he? What's in it? You know, what is it about? What are the aliyot, the portions, you know, and then also writing, right? The writing, the necessity of the writing going along with the reading. So we say reading, right? And the reasoning, right? So the reading, it's like the reading and the writing and the reasoning. And we reason on, okay, I read through this and this is what I got out of it. And, you know, iron sharpened iron. And then that rising. So that rising there is the aliyah, the rising. Once again, the aliyah, the going up. So here the portion commentary for the prophet's reading, right, is Isaiah, right? Isaiah chapter 26, Judah, Yehuda's song of victory. Essentially the word victory and salvation, Hebraically, is one and the same, victory and salvation, and it relates to the name of the Savior, Yeshua from Yasha'ah, right? Salvation, victory, Judah's song of victory, the Lion of Judah, Judah's song of victory, shall break every chain, the Lion of Judah, Judah's song of victory, Yisrael, Israel's redemption song, the redemption, right? Judgment, judgment on the corrupt rulers, judgment on the corrupt priests and prophets. Now we're going to apply this as well to, you know, the corrupt pastors and preachers as well. I'm not even going to go into that right here, but I don't know if you heard about, give thanks to Wendy Ross Anvesa, Army Gideon. Yes, Army Gideon Ross Anvesa in the DSR. I think, who was it? I think it was Brother Lawrence had sent a link, and it was about in one of these, I don't want to name which country it is until I go over it again, but in one of these African countries, right, because all artificial borders, all that kind of stuff. But anyway, one of these African countries over there, right, they had a bunch of people had died, was allegedly, reportedly died because they had drank bleach. Because according to their corrupt rulers, pastors, and preachers, and a so-called prophet, somebody that was calling himself a false, you know, a prophet, right? Really a false prophet, right? Running around with the Bible and all this Jesus, Jesus. What did Yeshua say? They shall come in my name, right? And what deceive many. And if this is a true story or a true narrative, this is a true report, right? Many ones died because they drank bleach because their false prophet worshiping the whitewashed Jesus and all the corruption, because most of them hate Rastafari. They hate what we about. So let's just keep it a buck 100. Right? It says having kid gloves with these Africans, you know, or even other black people because they black and blame everything. Oh, the white man did that. These people did that to themselves. Let's recognize, because they hate on Rastafari. Right, they hate on I and I. They hate on the truth, right? And they believe, they be lie Eve a lie, right? And if this is so, right, this is also, you know, is part of this judgment. Right? We'll get into more details on that, God willing, as we move forward. But here, portion study book. This is a study book download right here. Shemot, you also can get a hard copy right here. We have a disclaimer on these documents too, because even though we have republished it, right, the disclaimer, the views presented in these volumes are not necessarily, you know, not our own and do not necessarily reflect, right, the Ethiopian Hebraic or the Royal or the Ethiopian Hebrew interpretation to the Old Testament or the Ethiopic Orit, the Ethiopic Torah, right? However, they are compiled as a point of reference so we can have our senses exercised to discern, right, the good, right, and that which is not good, lo tov, the tov and the lo tov. So here's Shemot. Shemot is both the title for the second book from the scroll of HaTorah and the title of the first Torah portion therein. Shemot means names. These are the names. First words, we'ele Shemot, we'ele. And these are the Shemot. These are the names. Now, the English speaking, the Anglo-American world, right, the Anglo-Amorite world, right, calls this book Exodus. Now, the Hebrew title for the book, it comes from the opening phrase of the book. Now, these are the Shemot of the sons of Yisrael, the sons of Israel, right? The sons of Israel who came to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, or Mitzrayim, with Yaakov, with the patriarch, right? So that's based on, I said, now these, the names of the children, B'nai, 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 Yisrael, right, who came into Mitzrayim, Egypt, every man and his household came with Yaakov, with Jacob. Now, there's more right here. Let's just touch on some of the more right here. The English name Exodus comes from the Septuagint, the LXX, like to call the Hebrew Septuagint, right, you know, the Jewish, Judaic, Black Jewish, Judaic Septuagint, because who translated? People get caught up in the Greek and they speak English. What hypocrites. You're talking, oh, why are you looking at the Greek? Why are you speaking English? Anyway, the English name Exodus comes from the Septuagint LXX, the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible, by black Jews and Yehudi who were in Mitzrayim, who were in Egypt. The Greek title for the book is Exodus Aegyptus, Aegyptu, Exodus Aegyptu, Aegyptu or Aegypto, right, which translates departure from Egypt. The name Exodus is an abbreviated form of that title. Exodus means a departure. The book of Exodus, it tells the story, relates the narrative of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael. Here they have enslaved, who were enslaved. We prefer the biblical, maybe 1611, at least for the Peshat, the plain reading, in bondage, in a bond age, as we are also in the latter stages, latter part, the last time, last days of the, you know, the end times of the Gentiles, in bond age in Egypt, even in this new, we could say, this new, the spiritual Sodom in Egypt, and their miraculous redemption through the hand, the yad of Moshe, and the story, the narrative of the giving of HaTorah, the true narrative, not all that fake stuff you get from so-called Egyptology and, you know, the pseudo-whitewash Egyptology, and then a lot of the pro-blacks putting a black face on it, you know, because they are in a, you know, they're in bondage too, whether they know it or not, right? But the true narrative of how HaTorah, how the direction instructions, how the teachings were given at Mount Sinai, Mount Sinai, the construction of the molten calf, the molten calf. We want to note that, though here, you know, it says golden calf. More correctly, it's the molten calf. And the construction of the Mishkan, the construction of the tabernacle. So much of this we would like to go over and kind of update, but we take this as a first step, as a basic step, as a plain step. Just take this right to the last paragraph right here. As we study, as I and I study, right, the first week's reading, the first Shabuah, right here, this 13th, right, the first week's reading from the weak to the strong. From the book of Exodus, we find the Bnei Yisrael in slavery. We find them enslaved. We find them in bondage, scripturally, biblically bondage. We notice that a lot of the other commentators, you know, where we might gather certain, you know, resources out there. But we read through this, we reason on it, we write, and these are the updates that need to be made. Right? They were in bondage. Right? If you look up the word slave and slavery in the Bible, how many times do you find it in the 1611 KJV, right? In the standard version, the version that built this Western Gentile world? All right? It seems at first that Elohim, the true God of their forefathers, had forgotten them. This is what you find a lot of black and brown people who have gone down into Egypt today, nowadays, or into Kemet, if they please. You know, well, where's God? Where was the God of the Bible? Where was the blah, 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 blah? But HaElohim has not forgotten his yea and his amen, his promises to them. He remembers his promises to Abraham, to Isaac, Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, and brings a redeemer. Speaking of the kinsman redeemer, this is important in the fulfillment of the prophecy, the true word of Rastafari. It's with the kinsman redeemer, the Lion of Judah, right? Fulfilling his promises to the Hebrew Trinity, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, and to their children's children for the sake of Shemo, for the sake of his name, his Shem, right? Shemo, his Shem, with Ahava, right? With love, with Fikr, Fikr Bamarinya, with Fikr, right? Wadada, oh, Wadada, right? Wadada, right? Wadada. Now, going to a little more of the commentary would take us a little bit more. We usually like to separate these parts right here, the commentary from the basic intro. Then we also have right here the midot, right? Midot u'mitzvot, right? The character and deeds, or the character and deeds, right? What are the character and deeds? All right, character and deeds. And here, right here, for our Rastafari sabbatical study, the sabbatical Seder for the PowerPoint slide, the presentation right here. We got to have to update this right here because we're going to utilize maybe, you know, a more appropriate iconography of Yeshaya, since the prophet's reading is from Yeshaya, right? A more appropriate one, but here, this work done right here is also a very good work, getting into the words, and hail up to Brother Aaron, you know, for the initial work done on these Rastafari RSS PowerPoint slides some years, some shanas ago, right? Some shanim, so to speak, ago. But this is also a point of reference, and some of these books and documents are also available, right? So ones who are interested in where some of these has come from and what do we have available. I know at least the Amharic part right here is from the what was it called? Eisenberg. He did a very good dictionary, I think back in the 1800s, very, very good, you know, dictionary point of reference right there. So here we have Shemot right here. So just a couple of basics, on Shemot right here, an overview right here, where we're at right here, right? Where we're at right here, right? The royals, right? The royals, the Bnei Yisrael. Mm-hmm. Once lost, now found, right? The royals, Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, be wise. I get the maskil, sakal, sakal, sekel, 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 sekel. The Hebrews say maskil from the sakal, sakal, be circumspect. How do we be circumspect in our Torah portion, reading and feedings? And what are some of the basic preparations, some of the basic preparations? I'd like to share that as we go forward, brothers and sisters and mothers. Chabarim, Machaber Tenyoch, right? So we have a little bit more to share. We'll get into some of the additional share right here as we are in Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim, Chabarim, Shalom, Tina Estalim, right? Shabua, Shabua Tov, right? Melkam Samet, beautifully good, a strong seven.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So right now, black man, I'm going to put you to the test. Whether you're from the east or from the west. Here comes the musical sound, you got to die, you to sound of all the Exodus. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and Exodus, and Leviticus, and Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. Right now, I step forward to tell you the truth. Come forward, you. The head see down, y'all. Head see down, y'all, y'all, y'all. Head see down, y'all, 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 y'all. Head see down. Movement of your people. Head see down. I see the movement of your people. Have you in the back? Someone pick up top gun, and someone stab you in the back, and someone pick up top gun. Exodus, Exodus, Leviticus, and the Joshua, Judges, Ruth, that one of things you with the truth, y'all. Young on the land, we wanna change your plan for Exodus. Think the bounce and think we dance, it never make no bounce. We want the Exodus. When I see you rock, yeah, I do the roots rock reggae dance. I see you rock, yeah, your children do the roots rock reggae dance. But kick off your sock, yeah, yo. Stop the roots, rock reggae now. Dabbing in the back. Some are rocking on the trunk, y'all. And some are jamming in the back. And some are rocking on the trunk, y'all. Exodus, the living people. Judah, Robbie, me, Joshua, Johnny, Boone. I'm
Yes, yes, yes. Exodus. I, Roy, with Exodus, Ten Commandments, celebrate there, but here for day five, right here on the ear, and in the iris for this
sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Here for day five, an Aliyah a day.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Hamishi, Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, fifth up offering up here for this Shabbat Shemot, here picking up the second book of Moses, of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot. Here, Exodus chapter 3 at verse 16 for the Hamishi Aliyah, the fifth. Lech, we amarta lehem, Yahuwah Elohei Avotekem, Nirah Elaya, Elohei Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Lemora, Pakoda, Tia etkem, Weta he asuya lachem, Be Mitzrayim. Go. Lek. Go, lek, and gather the elders of Israel, of Yisrael, together. Lek, we asafta eta ziknei Yisrael. And say to them, we amarta lehem, the Elohim of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, appeared to I, saying, I have surely visited you, and see, that which is done to you in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, lek. We asafta eta ziknei Yisrael, we amarta lehem. Yahuwah Elohei Evotekem, Nirah Elai, Elohei Avraham, Yitzhak, we Yaakoba Lemor, Pakoda, Pakadtia Etekem, we Eta He Asuya Lachem, Be Mitzrayim. Go and gather the elders of Israel, of Israel, together and say to them, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yodheweh, Jehovah, the Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs. We amarta elehem, and say to them, Yahweh, Elohei, Evotekem, the Elohim of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, Elohei, Evotekem, Nirah Elai, appeared to I, Nirah Elai, appeared to I, Nirah Elai, Elohei, Avraham, the Elohim of Avraham, Yitzhak, Isaac, with Yaakov and Jacob, Lemor, saying, Pakoda Pakartia etchem, I have surely remembered you and seen, that which is done. Seeing what is done, that which is done to you in Mitzrayim. And I have said, I will bring you up, cause you to Aliyah up, out of the affliction of Mitzrayim, to the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites to a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken to thy voice, 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 thy voice. And thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Zikne Yisrael, the elders of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, to the king, the Melech of Mitzrayim. And ye and y'all shall say to him, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the Elohim of the Hebrews, hath met with us, with I and I. And now, let make I and I go. We beseech, and I beseech, beg the I, 3 days journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Yahuwah Eloheinu, to Jehovah Ayinai Elohim. And I am sure that the king, the Melech of Mitzrayim, will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Mitzrayim and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when y'all go, ye, y'all, shall not go empty. But every woman shall ask of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her bait, in her house, jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and ye and y'all shall put upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye and y'all shall spoil the Mitzrayim, shall spoil the Egyptians. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear right here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 4, Moses, two objections. First, the unbelief, the lack of amen, of emunah, of the people. And Moshe answered and said, but behold, they will not believe I, nor hearken to my voice. For they will say, Yahweh, Jehovah, hath not appeared to the eye. Why Ya'ana Moshe, why Yomer, with hein lo, yaminu li, with lo, yishma'ua bikoli, Kia Yomru Lo Niraha Heleka Yahuwah. And Moshe answered and said, Why Ana Moshe? Why Yomer? But behold, we're hain. Lo Yaminu Li. They will not amen. Lo Yaminu Li. They will not amen in me, and I admit as true in I. Lo Yaminu Li. With lo Yishma'ua Bi'oli. Nor hearken. With lo Yishma'ua. Yishma'ua. With lo Yishma'ua. Bi'oli. In my voice. Bi'oli. Ki. Yomru, lo niraha heleka Yahuwah. For they will say, ki yomru, for they will say, ki yomru, lo niraha heleka Yahuwah. They will say that Jehovah hath not appeared to the eye. Ki yomru, lo niraha heleka Yahuwah. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to him, what that in thine hand, thy yad? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moshe fled from before it. And Yahuwah, Jehovah said to Moshe, to Moses, put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, in his yad, that they may believe, amen, that Yahuwah, the Elohim of their fathers, of their patriarchs, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, of Isaac, the Elohim of Yaakov, of Jacob, hath appeared to the eye. And Yahweh, Jehovah, said furthermore to him, put now thine yad, thy hand, into thy bosom. And he put his hand, yado, into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, yado, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, put thine hand, thy yad, into thy bosom again. And he put his yad, yado, into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as his flesh. And it came to pass, and it shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass if they will not believe, amen, thee, I, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe, amen, the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken to thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river, and pour upon the dry, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood, dam, upon the dry. Moses' two objections. Second, his lack of eloquence. And Moshe said to Yahuwah, O my Lord, be Adoni, O my Lord, be Adonai, O my Lord, I, not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken to thy servant, but I, slow of speech, and of a slow tongue. Vayomer Moshe li Yehovah, be Adonai lo isha de barim anoki kam mitamol lagam mishila shoma kam me aza davarka illa abdeka kia kavada pe ukavada lashon anoki. And Moshe said to Yahweh, to Jehovah, Vayomer Moshe, Eli Yehovah, Be Adonai, O my Lord, be Adonai, I am not a man of words, Lo isha devarim anoki, neither heretofore, Gama mitamola, Gama mishil shoma, nor since thou hast spoken to thy servant, Dama me'aza davarika illa abdeka, for I am slow of speech, kia kavada peh, and of a slow tongue, ukavada lashon anoki. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, said to him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Vayomer Yahuwah, Elayo, Mia Sampe La Adam, or Mia Yasuma Elem, or Cheresh, or Piat Ach, or Wira. Hello, Anoki, Yahuwah. And Jehovah said to him, who hath made man Adam's mouth? Vayomer Yahuwah Elayo, Mia Sampe La Adam. Who hath made man's mouth? Mia Sampe La Adam. Or who maketh a man dumb? Or Mia Yasuma Ilem, Mia Yasum Ilem, or Deaf, Cheresh, or Pikach, seeing, or Wira, or blind. Hello, Anoki, Yahuwah. Is it not I, Jehovah? Hello, Anoki, Yahuwah. Hello, Anochi,
Yanochi,
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 Yanochi.
Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee the eye what the eye shall say. We ata lek, we anoki, ehyeh ima pika. Now therefore go, we ata lek, and I will be with thy mouth, we anoki, ehyeh im pika. And I will be with thy mouth, we anoki, ehyeh ima pika, with ho re tika shara tidaver, and teach the eye what the eye shall speak. With ho re tika shara tidaver, what thou shalt say. And he said, oh, Adonai, be Adonai, send, I pray the eye by the hand thou wilt send. By the hand of him thou wilt send. Vayomer, bi Adonai, shilach na biyada tishlach. Oh, Adonai, bi Adonai, oh, Adonai, send, I pray the eye. Shilach na, pray the eye, send. I pray that I send by the hand,
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 by the hand, biyad, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send, biyad atishlach. And the anger,
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 anger. Aaron here joined with Moshe. Superscription here, verse 14. Aaron joined with Moshe, verse 14. And the anger, Vayechara afi Yehovah, and the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Moshe. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, I. And when he seeth the eye, he will be glad in his heart. And the anger of Yahuwah, Vayechara afi Yehovah b'Moshe, and the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Moshe. Vayechara afi Yehovah, Vayechara afi Yehovah, Vayechara afi Yehovah b'Moshe, and the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Moshe. Vayomer, hello, Aharon achika ha lewi ya daiti yakia davera ye davera hu with gamahine hua yotzeya lika rateka. And he said, is there not Aaron thy brother the Levite? Hello, Aharon achika ha lewi. I know that he can speak well. Yada'iti ki yadavera ye yadavera hu. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet the eye. Hine,
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 hine, hine, huwa yotzeya likarateka. And when he seeth the eye, he will be glad. He will be glad in his heart. We raika, we samach belibo, and thou shalt speak to him and put words in his mouth. And I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what y'all shall do,
shall do,
shall do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall do.
With dibarta elayo, with samta etaha devarima be fio, with anochia ehyeh ima pika, with ima piohu, with ho reti etkema eta shara ta esun, And thou shalt speak, to him with divartai layo, and put words in his mouth, where samtai etta hadbarima bisyu, and I will be, and I will be with thy mouth, with anoki ahiya, and I ahiya will be aima bihu, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth. With horeti etkemaeta sharata esun, and will teach y'all what y'all shall do, and he shall be thy spokesman to the people, and he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shall be to him instead of Elohim. We diberhu leka illa ha'am. We hayahu yihyeh leka le fe. We ata tihyeh loa le Elohim. And he shall be thy spokesman to the people. We diberhu leka illa ha'am. And it shall come to pass we hayahu. And it shall come to pass that he shall be to thee, a mouth, and thou, and thou, and thou, the eye, shall be to him in Elohim's stead. And thou, the eye, shall take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. Tikaha be ayadeka ashara ta ise boa etta ha otot. And thou the eye shall take in thy hand this rod. We etta hamate haze tikah be ayadeka, wherewith thou shalt do the signs. Ashara ta ise boa etta ha
leading God's children to the promised land. trying to compromise the truth. Her eyes are open, we're taking our youth to the land of our father, Mama Africa. Prepare yourselves, tell it to your neighbor. Music is the rod and we are Moses, leading God's children to the promised land. Music is the voice of his brother Aaron, yes. Preaching and comforting at the Father's command. Striking the rock, making Judah flow. Oh, that flowing love is what we need to go.
About when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites, he asked the one of the guys to come and draw. And he said, "I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like." And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, "Listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see." He says, "No, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about." But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say? The nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them.
I said the Lord wants Moses there.
not, I'll smite your firstborn dead. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. No more shall they in bondage toil. Let them come out with Egypt's spoil. The Lord told Moses what to do, to lead the Hebrew children through. Oh, come along, Moses, you'll not get lost. Switch out your road and come across. It is well stood by the water side. And God command it is divine. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Go down, Moses, go down, way down in Egypt's land. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. When they reach the other shore, they sang a song to end the war. Pharaoh said he's gonna trust, but Pharaoh and his host were lost. Jordan shall stand up like a wall. The walls of Jericho shall fall. Your foes shall not before you stand, and you'll possess fair Canaan's land. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go.
More chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is our tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistances in something that is so huge and something that's so big, and you have to understand that the other side knows the sitra achra, the satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it, the other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara, in the second Brachos, says that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, tefillah, this is tefillah. This is prayer. Stand at the height of what? But it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnis, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. I see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem. Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of that Hashem.
Lachen, kach itpalelu atem. Avinu shebashamayim, itkadesh shimcha, tavo malchutcha, יעשה רצונך כבשמיים, כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו על חטאינו כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו לחוטאים לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע, כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן, 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 אמן.
የሰማይ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስትህ ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም
In prayer virtue, across the direct translation of the Lord's Prayer from Aramaic into English, and I just thought everyone needs to hear this. The Lord's Prayer that most people are familiar with is the translation from Aramaic to Greek to Latin and then into English. But this is the direct translation that archaeologists uncovered on a scroll from 1892. O cosmic birther of all radiance and vibration, soften the ground of our being and carve out within us a space where your presence can abide. Fill us with your creativity so that we may be empowered to bear the fruit of your mission. Let each of our actions bear fruit in accordance to our desire. Endow us with the wisdom to produce and share what each being needs to grow and flourish. Untie the tangled threads of destiny that binds us as we release others from the entanglement of past mistakes. Do not let us be seduced by that which will divert us from our true purpose, but illuminate the opportunities of the present moment. For you are the ground and the fruitful vision, the birth, the power and fulfillment, as all is gathered and made whole once again. And so it is.
Tefillah ha'adon. Abinu shebeshamayim yitakadesh shemicha taboa melakotecha. Ya'ise retzonecha kebeshamayim na'ise be'aretz. Et lachem chukenu ten lanu hayom. Weselach lanu et ashamatenu ka'aisher selochim. Anchenu la'aisher ashmu lanu. ועל תביינו לידי מסע כי אם חלצנו מן הרעה. כי לך הממלכה וגברה ותפרת לעולמי עולמיים. אמן.
The Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez, and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez. Abune zebesamayat, yitkadas simika, timsat mengistika, wayikun fakareka, bekama besamai kamahu bemedir, Sisayene, Zalele, Eletene, Habene Yom, Hedig Leni, Abesane, Wagagayene, Kemene Hineni, Nhedig Lazi, Abesa Lene, Etabiane, Exio, Wistem and Sut, Alla de Hanene, Ovalehane, Emkulu, Okui, Ismi, Ziake, Ye Etamangist Hide, Wasabhat La Alam, Alam, Amen. I'm Harik. Abata Chinhoi, Besamaye Mutanor. سميك أدس من قستيتم تاع فك عادة بسمعين هونج اندهم بمدر تهون يألت انجلاتشنين ستانزاري بدلاتشنين ميكربالن ان يامي بدلو يكرن دمنل عبتو ورفاتنا نتاقبان ككفو هلو ارنين انجي من قست يانتناتنا حايلم كبر مسقانا لزل عالمو آمين
Mina pray to naba family. Mina pray to naba family. But the jammy give me anna. For make me sing even though my band stammer. So me sing sweet song like Hosanna. Sweet like a piano, 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 piano.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, 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 Judah first. Even in Jerusalem, 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 even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against yourselves, 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 against. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, 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 as the angel of the Lord before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them. And the house of David shall be as God, shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord, 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 the angel of the Lord. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall, 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 as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before, 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 angel of the Lord before.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing. But it's true.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them, and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Yes, yes, yes. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 8, the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of Jehovah. So we have the angel revelation here, the angel of the face, the angel of the presence, the angel in the bush revelation. And today's daily psalm, here in the season, Psalm 97, Hashem Melech, Yahuwah Melech, Ruziabi and the Goose, Jehovah is King psalm. Just right up, firstly, foremostly, right here in the scene block, right here, 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 that audible earlier on tefillah, on prayer, why are they stopping you, how important
is prayer, word, sound, and power right here. Hashem Melech featuring Nassim Black and God Elbaz right here. We're going to go forward with the Royal Amharic verse by verse. Here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 97. A Rhema tune right here, Hashem Melech, Yahuwah, the name is King, even King of Kings. It's us.
The world make over, Mashiach will come take over. You ain't gotta be me or see what I see. All you gotta do is take a look forward. Lift up your eye to the sky, spread out your hands, say thank you, smile. Get them up, put them up, leave them up, ha ha. Yeah, yeah, pump up the value every day. Stand in place, heart racing, no words to say. Pressure building, trying to hold my face. Mind drifting like not today. Wake up from everything. Break out your shell and scream. Ha Shem, you're the king. Ha Shem, you're the king. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Leolam Va'em. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch.
Evil, 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 evil מזמור צד זין. אדוני מלך תגל הארץ, ישמחו איים רבים. ענן וערפל סביביו, צדק ומשפט מכון כסאו. אש לפניו תלך, ותלהט סביב צריו. האירו ורקב תבל, ראתה ותח אל הארץ. הרים כדונג נמסו מלפני אדוני, מלפני אדון כל הארץ. הגידו השמיים צדקו, וראו כל העמים כבודו. יבושו כל עובדי פסל המתהללים באלילים, השתחוו לו כל אלוהים. שמעה ותשמח ציון, ותגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך, אדוני. כי אתה, אדוני, עליון על כל הארץ, מאוד נעלית על כל אלוהים. אוהבי אדוני שנאו רע, שומר נפשות חסידיו, מיד רשעים יצילם. אור זרוע לצדיק, ולישרי לב שמחה. שמחו צדיקים באדוני, והודו לזכר קודשו.
Elect of Joliet of this world, remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwarpic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language, you see?
You see the English language,
see the English language,
join your mentality,
join your mentality.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemegashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic. But who want the next verse with Amharic.
መዝሙር 96 በቅንፍ 97 እግዚአብሔር ነገሰ ምድርም ሐሴትን ታድርግ ብዙ ደስቶችም ደስ ይበላቸው ደመና ጭጋግም በዙሪያው ናቸው ጽድቅና ፍርድ የዙፋኑ መሰረት ናቸው እሳት በፊቱ ይሄዳል ጠላቶቹንም በዙሪያው ያቃጥል መብረቆቹ ለዓለም አበሩ ምድር አየችና ተናወጠ ተራሮችም ከእግዚአብሔር ፊት ከምድር ሁሉ ጌታ ፊት እንደ ሰምቀለሉ ሰማያት የርሱን ጽድቅ አወሩ አህዛብም ሁሉ ክብሩን አዩ ለተቀረጸ ምስል የሚሰግዱ ሁሉ በጣዖቶቻቸውም የሚመኩ ይፈሩ መላእክቱ ሁሉ ሰገዱለት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ ጽዮን ሰምታ ደስታል የይሁዳም ሴት ልጆች ደስታል አንተ እግዚአብሔር በምድር ላይ ሁሉ ልዑል ነህ ባማልክትም ሁሉ ላይ እጅግ ከፍ ከፍ ብለሃል እግዚአብሔርን የምትወዱ ክፋትን ጥሉ እግዚአብሔር የቅዱሳኑን ነፍሶች ይጠብቃል ከኃጥአንም እጅ ያድናቸው ብርሃን ለጻድቃን ደስታም ለልበቀኖች ወጣ ጻድቃን በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይበላቸው ለቅድስናው መታሰቢያ አመስግኑ
Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world, the earth soar and trembles. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness. And all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Of his holiness.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
I'm Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality. To my people, here in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States of America, who has been lost from their own people for 400 years. Now they have been found by Almighty God Allah. In the person of
Kadamawi,
to whom praise is due for help.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the
And hear, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmor Zetna Sedis Bekinfwis Zetna Sebat. So here, we have psalm in the royal Amharic from the ancient numbering is Zetna Sedis is 96, Bekinfwis in the parentheses. We have it corresponding here with what we're used to in the West and in the world as Psalm 97. So the ancient numbering was Psalm 96, Bekinfwist, Zetana, 90, Sabat, 90 and 7. Today's daily Psalm, Psalm 97, Psalm XCVII. And the theme here of today's daily Psalm is the universal king. The universal Negus, the universal King Melech. Here. And this psalm, today's daily psalm, it develops a theme of the concluding verse of the preceding psalm. What is the concluding verse of the preceding psalm? Psalm 96, that's numbered as Psalm 96. It says, before the Lord, for he is come. For he is come to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Here. Let's bring this out right here. The concluding verse of the preceding psalm right here. We have Psalm 96 and we have verse 13, Bamarinya in the Metzav Kedus, which reads, Ye metalina bemidrlai lifard ye metalina. Ersum alemin be-tzidik ahzabinim be-kininet yifardal. Now the KJV, I think, translates it slightly differently right here. It says, before the Lord, before Xiavi the sustainer, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. So Hebraically bringing out faithfulness, the word faithfulness in the Hebrew, the word faithfulness, the word truth from a common root. Here, Bamarinya, we have Bekinenet. Here bringing out the Hebraic Bekinenet, kin, like straightforward, like direct, integrity. The idea right here can be brought out as integrity. Here it reads, Yimetalina, for he come, for he will come, for he come. Yimetalina, the midr lie upon the midr, upon the earth, the earthly plane. Lifard, to judge. Yimetalina, for he is come, for he is come upon the earth to judge. For he is come, for he is coming upon the earth, he is coming to judge. Now what's interesting is that in the English, it says before the Lord. Here in this verse, we don't have Exiavia. We don't have the seven-letter name of Jah over here. Here. Just that, for he will come, for he is coming. Yimetalina, bemidrlaili, ferdi, metalina, ersu, and he himself, ersu. He himself, ersu, and he himself, alamin, the world, bezidik, in righteousness, in tzidik, in righteousness, ahizab benim, and the peoples, ahizab benim, and the peoples, bekinenet, straightforward, with integrity, bekinenet yifardal, he will judge the peoples, and he himself will judge the world, alamin bezidik, in righteousness, Ahizab benim, and the peoples, to say like the Gentiles, the other nations, the Hebrew, the Goyim, the nations, international community, the other nations other than Yisrael, Ahizab benim, and the peoples, Bekinenet yifardal, Bekinenet, straightforwardly in integrity, he will judge the peoples, the nations. So right here, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 96. The universal, universal king, the universal melech, the universal negus, even negus and neges. So here, the Psalm 97, developing the theme of the concluding verse of the preceding psalm of Psalm 96. So we have Psalm 96, verse 13, being brought out in today's daily psalm, Psalm 97. It tells of the effects that result from Exiavia, the sustainer, Yahweh, Jehovah's assumption of the judgeship over the world. The dismay that it creates for the wicked, the ratchet, and the light, the illumination it brings to the righteous. The author of this psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 97, some say was not an original poet, but he was a masterly hymn writer. There's scarcely a phrase in the psalm, Psalm 97, that is not borrowed or found elsewhere, even especially in the Psalter, in the book of Psalms. But he combines the language of earlier psalmists and prophets into a, quote, costly mosaic, end quote, with a skill that is worthy of the occasion. He makes I and I to perceive and even to feel that he has been deeply moved and inspired to recognize the greatness of the crisis. So what is the crisis here in Psalm 97? Well, the key is the first verse in the Hebrew, Mizmor Sadai Zayin. It says, Yahuwah Malak Tagel Haaretz. Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Malak. In the Hebrew, Malak means, is a verb. Malak has become king, has become melech. Melech is king. Malak is the verb to become king or to be coronated. Here it says, Jehovah, Yahweh, Malak has been coronated, has become king. Tagel, haaretz, tagel, rejoice. Let she rejoice. Tagel haaretz, ha the aretz. Let the earth, let her rejoice. Yismichu, Yismichu, let them be glad. Iyim, Iyim is the islands, the Iyim, the E, island, Iyim, the islands, Rabim, Nuf Nuf, and the Nuf Nufness, let the multitude of the isles be glad. Jah's manifestation as king, he who be, Yah, he who be, the savior name of Yisrael, Jah, Rastafari, has become king, has been coronated. Now here, this is also brought out in Psalm 90:93, the first verse. Also in Psalm 93, the first verse, and check the link with the multitude of the isles, speaking about the diaspora, the once lost now found, the Beta Yisrael in the Americas, and the Caribbean, the islands in the Caribbean, the Caribbean, Caribbean, the trans-Ethiopic ocean slave trade, even the Geechee and the Gullah, the Georgia and the South Carolina, the Sea Islands, receiving that word, that revelation, the isles shall wait for thy law. We have the prophet speaking to that manifestation of he who be who he be. So here, the crisis that is brought out in today's daily psalm, Psalm 97, is because of what is said in the very first words. Jehovah has become king, has been coronated. He who he be, Yahuwah Malak. Malak is the verb, Melech is the noun. Yahuwah Malak, he who be who he be, has become king. So here, let's write up the royal Amharic right here, just getting a groundation, the context here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, here, after the order of Melchizedek, Tzedek, Tzedek, justice, righteousness, the righteous king. So we have Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David, Zetana Sedis, Bekinfwist, Zetana Sebat. Here, Psalm 97, Kut'er'an. First verse. Besama'a, Bawalu, Amenfis, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one source. Egziavi hernegese, midr hasetin, tadarik, bizu, desetochim, desibelacho. Egziavi her sustainer, reinis. Egziavihir negese is the verb to become king or to be coronated, and negus is the noun. Here, egziavihir negese, the sustainer, egziavihir, has become king, has become negus. Egziavihir negese, midr hasetin tadarig, let the earth, let her rejoice. Hasetin, Tadarik, Bizu, Desetochim, and the Bizu, Nuf Nuf, Desetoch, islands, Desetochim, and the Nufness of the islands, Desibelacho, and may the multitude of the isles be glad. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Demena, Chigagim, Bezuriao, Nacho. Clouds and darkness round about him. Righteousness and judgment, the habitation of his throne. Demena, demena, cloud, the cloud, cloud. Demena, chigagim, chigagim. And darkness, like kind of like cloudy, foggy darkness, chigagim, demena chigagim bezuriao, bezuriao, zuriao, round about him, nacho, they are, demena chigagim bezuriao, nacho, tzidikna, furd, tzidikna, righteousness, tzidik, righteousness, ina, and furd, judgment, tzidikna, furd, ye zufanu, of his throne, yeah, Zufanu, his throne, yeah, of Zufanu, of his throne, Meseret, yeah, Zufanu, Meseret, Nacho, they are, Tzidik Enafer, yeah, Zufanu, Meseret, Nacho, righteousness and judgment, here the KJV says, are the habitation. The King James Version uses the word habitation. Gin, bamarinya, however, in the Amharic, here we have maseret, 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 maseret. Maseret is foundation, is groundation. Let's just check this out right here, 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 and see what the Hebrew says right here. Here in the Hebrew says tzedek u'mishpat, tzedek. In the Hebrew, tzedek, tzedek, tzedek u'mishpat. Righteousness and justice, mikon, 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 an interesting corner, kon in the Hebrew. There's a link etymologically with mekonen, but here in the Hebrew sense, we have foundation, but the foundation, like the establishment, mekon, mekon, kiso, kiso, of kiso, of his throne. But here, KJV says habitation, more rightly, foundation. Sidik nafer yezufanu meseret nacho. Full of folk, uterhulet, verse 2 again. Demonach gagim bezuriao nacho. Tzidik nafer yezufanu meseret nacho. Kuter sos, verse 3. Isat befitu yehedal. Telatochunim bezuriao yakat lal. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. Isat, isat, fire, isat. Befitu, in his face, in his presence, the sense of before him, in his face, in his presence. Isat befitu, yehedal, yehedal, goes, it goeth. Isat befitu, yehedal, a fire goeth before him, a fire goeth in his face, before him, in front of him. Telatochunim, telatoch, haters or enemies. Telatochu, his haters or enemies. Telatochunim, and his haters, his enemies. Bezuriao, around about him. Bezuriao, yakat alal, yakat alal, yakat alal. It burneth, it causes them to burn, and burneth up his enemies round about. Esat befitu yehedal. Telatochunim, bezuriao, yakat alal. Kuter arat, verse 4. Mebrek ochu, le alem abru, midr ayetchina tenawetech. His lightnings, mebrek ochu, his lightnings, mebrek ochu, enlightened the world. Le alem abru, le alem for the alem for the world, abru, lit up, cause it to be lit. Midr, the earth, ayetchina, ayetch, she saw, midr, ayetchina, the earth, she saw, and tenawetech, and she shook, and she was shook. Midr, ayetchina, tenawetech, the earth, she saw, and she was shook. Mebrek ochu, lalem abru, midr, ayetchina, tenawetech, kuter amist, verse 5. Terarochem akegziavir feet. Kamidr hulu geta feet. Indesem keletu. The hills melted like wax at the presence of a geziavir, the sustain of the good genus av. At the presence of the geta, of the sovereign, of the Lord, of the whole earth. Teraroch, mountains, in some translations added as mountains. Here they have hills. Koreptoch is the hills. Here we have the mountains, terarochim, and mountains, ka'egziavi her feet, before the feet, the presence, the face, the perception of the sustainer, ka'midr hulu geta feet, ka'midr from the land, the earth, hulu, or geta, the sovereign, feet, presence. So this phrase here would be, and before the face, before the face of the Gita in Amharic, Gita corresponding to the Hebrew, Adoni, Adonai, the Lord, the Sovereign, before the face at the presence of the Lord, of the Sovereign of all the earth, Kamidar Hulu, Gita feet, Inda Sem, Eletu, Inda Sem, Inda like as Sem, Sem, wax, Keletu, Keletu, melt it, in the same Keletu, Tarochim, Kagziavir feet, Kamidar Hulu Geta feet, in the same Keletu, Kutar Sidis, verse 6. Samayat, Ye Ursunas Idikawaru, Ahzabim Hulu Kabrun Ayu. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Samayat, Samayat, the heavens, Samayat, Ye'arsun, of him, Tzedek, Tzedek, righteousness, Awaru, 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 they news, the heavens declare, they news, almost like preaching the good news, the gospel, they declare, they news, his righteousness, Samayat Ye'arsun, Tzedek Awaru, Ahzabim, Ahzab, the peoples, the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, Ahzabim Hulu, all the peoples, nationalities, Kabrun, his Kabr, his Kabr, his glory, Kabru, his glory, Kabrun, his glory, Ayu. Ayu, they see. Samayata yarsunas edik awaru. Ahzabim hulu kabrun ayu. Kutar sabat, verse 7. Letak eretz misilla yamiya segdu hulu. Bet autotachowim yamiya mekua yiferu. Melaik tu hulu segedulet. Here, confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Hear, hear, hear. Letek eretz misil. Yetek eretz misil. Yetek eretz misil. Yetek eretz, that which is like graven, carved out. Yetek eretz misil, an image. Yemiya segdu hulu, all those who bow, who prostrate, who bend, who bow, who prostrate, yemiya segdu hulu, all of them, be autochachowim, and in their idols, and by way of their idols, their autochoch, be autochachowim, that autoch, their idols, that autochachowim, yemi meku, those who boast, yeferu, yeferu, let them be in fear, let them be in reverence, melaiktu, 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 angels, here it has angels instead of all ye gods. Here it says, Melaiktu hulu, all angels, all ye angels. Segedulet, 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 bow to him, bow to him. Kuter cement, verse 8 right here, here, here. Yes, I. A note right here, calling. We got 2 minutes, gonna go into the grace period right here, here, here. Calling. Got 2 minutes here on the live stream for the Wednesday podcast, Wisdom of Wednesday. Here we're in Psalm 97, going through the Royal Amharic, KJV, verse by verse. Calling, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. Yes, I. Here. To Kuter, verse cement, number 8, verse number 8. Abetu, sile ferdi tziona semta desalat, ye Yehudam seta lejoch desalacho, Zion heard and was glad. And the daughters of Yehuda of Judah rejoice because of thy judgments, O Lord. 19 seconds. Abetu, Abetu, I father his father, O father of the house, Abetu. Selefurde, because of your furd, because of your judgment, Tzion, Semta, Tzion, Zion, Semta, Semta, she heard, Desalat, Desalat, and she was glad, she was happy. Ye Yehudam, Seit Lejoch, and of Yehuda, Yehuda, Ye Yehudam, Ye Yehudam, and of Judah, Seit Lejoch, Seit, female, Lejoch, children, daughters, to say, Ye Yehudam, Seit Lejoch, Desalacho, Desalacho, they rejoice, they were happy, they're happy, Abitu, Selef, Ferdi, Abitu, Selef, Ferdi, Yom Semta, Desalate, Yehudam, Seit Lejoch, Desalacho, Kuter Zeteng, verse 9, verse 9, Ante, Exiabia, the Hulu, Leul, Nehidna, Be Amalektim, Hulu, Lai, Ijig, Kef, Kef, Bilhalina, for thou, Exiabi here, for thou, Exiabi here, for thou, Sustainer, for thy, Exiabi here, Sustainer, good, generous, Father, art high above all the earth. Ante, ante, the preposition you, speaking to a male. Ante, ekziavihir, the midr lai hulu, up above all the earth, the earthly plane. The midr lai hulu, upon the earth, hulu, all the earth. Leul, 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 high, most high. Leul, Ethiopic for Elyon, in the Hebrew, Elyon, most high. Here we have Leul, Leul, most high, the prince, the sovereign. Leul, Nehina, for the I are Leul, Elyon, most high, the most high upon all the earth. Ba'amaliktim hululai, be'amaliktim hululai. The Amalikt, Amalikt, Amalikt is the word in the Amharic for gods, to say gods, right? The Amalektim, and upon the gods, Hulu, all of them, lie above and above, upon, above all the gods, Ijig, 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 very much like far, to say far above, far, very above, far above. The Amalektim, or Hulu, lie, Ijig, Kef, Kef, Bilhalina. Thou, the I, art exalted far above, very much above all the gods. Kuter Aser, verse 10. Egziavi harin yemita wadu kafatina tillu. Egziavi her yek dusanun nefsoch yitabkal. Ka hat anim ijig yadnachual. Ye y'all that love Exiavihir, sustainer, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth, I livereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Exiavihirin, the sustainer, here with the definite article, the ni, emphasis on Exiavia as a subject, yemita weddu, weddu, y'all who love, yemita weddu, all y'all who wadada, wadada, so to speak, wadada yemita weddu, all y'all who love Exiavihir, sustainer, Jehovah, Exiavihirin yemita weddu, kafatin tillu, kafat, kafat, evil, kafatin tillu, tillu, hate, repulse, repulse evil, hate evil, kafatin tillu, Exiavihir yek dusanun, Nefsoch yitabkal, Exiavit sustainer, ye kedusanun, kedusanu, kedusanu, his kedus ones, his holy ones, his set apart ones, ye kedusanun, nefsoch, nefsoch, the souls, the psyches of his kedusanu, his holy ones, yitabkal, he protects, he guards, he preserves, he hedges about. Exiavia ye kedusanuna nefsoch yitabkal. Ka chat animejit yadnachual. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Ka, from, chata'an. Chata'an, the sinners, the akas, the lackers. Ka chata'an nim, idj, the hand. Yad natchual. Yadin, to save, atchual, to save them. Ka chata'anim ija yad natchual. Ekziyavi hariyamitu wadu kafatina tillu. Ekziyavi ekdusanuna nefsocha yitabkal. Ka chata'anim ij yad natchual. Kuter asara and. Verse 11. Burhan le sadikan. Desitam le libek enoch weta. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Burhan, light. Burhan, le tzadikan, for the righteous. Burhan, le tzadikan, light, illumination for the righteous ones. Burhan, le tzadikan. Desitam, and gladness and happiness. Destam, le libek enoch, for the heart, straightforward, the heart upright, libe, heart of, libe, is from a ge'ez construct, libe, heart of enoch, straightforwardness, integrity, le libek enoch, weta, and gladness comes forward, comes out. Almost to say like gladness emanates, in other words, gladness emanates from the upright in heart. Burhan le tzadikan, desitama le libek enocha weta. Kuter asara hulet. Verse 12. Tzadikan be'egziavir desi belachu. Le kedisinawim metasebiya ameskenu. Ameskenu, rejoice in Egziavihir, y'all righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his idleness. Tzadkan, righteous ones, be Egziavihir, in Egziavihir, in the sustainer, the good, generous arm. Des yibalachu. Des yibalachu, be happy, rejoice in Egziavihir, ye all righteous. Tzadkan be Egziavihir, des yibalachu. Le kedisinawum, kedisinaw, idleness, set apartness, kedisinaw. Le kedisinawum, and for his holiness, his set apartness, le kedisinawum. Metasebia, calling to mind, remembrance, calling to mind. Lek edisnawim metasebia, the remembrance of his idleness. Ameskinu, give miskana, give thanks, and praises, Isis, yes, I, Rastafari. Today's daily psalm. Psalm 97. Jehovah, universal King. Hear, royal Amharic native speaker, Abraham Tebudam,
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
Mazmur Zatana Sadis. بكنف زتنا سبع اغزابير نغسى مدرم حسيتن تادرك بزو دس سيتوچم دس سيبلاچ دمنا چگاگم بزوریاو ناچو صدقنا فرد يزوفانو مسرت ناچو اسات بفيتو يهدا ጠላቶቹንም በዙሪያው ያቃጥላል። መብረቆቹ ለዓለም አበሩ፣ ምድር አየችና ተናወጠች። ተራሮችም ከእግዚአብሔር ፊት ከምድር ሁሉ ጌታ ፊት እንደ ሰም ቀለጡ። ሰማያት የእርሱን ጽድቅ አወሩ፣ አሕዛብም ሁሉ ክብሩን አዩ። ለተቀረጸ ምስል የሚሰግዱ ሁሉ በጣዖቶቻቸውም የሚመኩ ይፈሩ፣ መላእክቱ ሁሉ ሰገዱለት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ ጽዮን ሰምታ ደስ አላት፣ የይሁዳም ሴት ልጆች ደስ አላቸው። አንተ እግዚአብሔር በምድር ላይ ሁሉ ልዑል ነህና በአማልክትም ሁሉ ላይ እጅግ ከፍ ከፍ ብለሃልና። እግዚአብሔርን የምትወዱ ክፋትን ጥሉ። እግዚአብሔር የቅዱሳኑን ነፍሶች ይጠብቃል፣ ከኃጥአንም እጅ ያድናቸዋል። ብርሃን ለጻድቃን ደስታም ለልበ ቅኖች ወጣ። ጻድቃን በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይበላቸው፣ ለቅድስናው መታሰቢያ አመስግኑ።
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world, the earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Life is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, of his holiness, of his holiness, of his holiness.
מזמור צד זין. אדוני מלאך תגל הארץ, ישמחו איים רבים. ענן וערפל סביביו, צדק ומשפט מכון כסאו. אש לפניו תלך, ותלהט סביב צריו. האיר וברקיו תבל, רעתה ותחל הארץ. הרים כדונד נמסו מלפני אדוני, מלפני אדון כל הארץ. הגידו השמיים צדקו, וראו כל העמים כבודו. יבושו כל עובדי פסל המתהללים באלילים, השתחוו לו כל אלוהים. שמעה ותשמח ציון, ותגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך, אדוני. כי אתה, אדוני, עליון על כל הארץ, מאוד נעלית על כל אלוהים. אוהבי אדוני שנאו רע, שומר נפשות חסידיו, מיד רשעים יצילם. אור זרוע לצדיק, ולישרי לב שמחה,
שמחו צדיקים באדוני והודו לזכר קודשו.
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality? When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
Oh, excellent is thy name, the Lord set thy glory above the heavens.
Yahweh El Shaddai. I'm grateful, the sun shines for us, and your heart lift up his eyes and up.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
Inslasia.
The home place is due for
from whence I come in. I see that he is the Almighty King. First one to do them soul out feeling. All from the ancient future man come to win. Trump wrote the young lion serpent and no ricochet nothing. Love for you one another is something. Oh, it's okay, let's in angle in these things. The Greco-Roman, the Christian tradition is about this thing. Black Nazarene, lion, earth, fire, king. Eminence and majesty in a political study. Precepts of victory in a delusive parody. The architectural genius of a city. Where judgment on things that are ready. Social upheaval is to uplift many. Free innocency. I'm shoot already. Well, must revisit the true King Selassie. Yeah, 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 the word for sharp, same time softly. Literary canon, them a tell you literally. Magazine could be reading or a rifle steady. Bulletin a informational type of special. With the IRS, you penetrate them duppy. His majesty, chant humbly and obediently. Heaven and earth grew, one red light, July 23. Truth and balance concerning her body. To them things said them invincibly. Laws of harm, money push aside like the laws of harm, money push aside. Oh, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Is a realistic thing. We've got the guys to conquer and conquer in. Balance and respect is from whence I come in. I see that he is the Almighty King. First one we put him on housekeeping. All from the ancient future man come to win. Trump reptile lion serpent no ricochet nothing. Love for you one another real something. Oh yes, okay, let's in a angle these things. The Greco-Roman, Jewish, Christian tradition is about this thing. Black Nazarene, lion, earth, fire, king. Boom, boom, hey. Political study, precepts of victory in a delusive parody. The architectural genius of a city, where judgment don't lead that tragedy. Social upheaval is to uplift the many. Free innocency, I'm sure already. Well, must revisit the two things in a city. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, yo, lesson here, baby. You come at the king, you best not miss.
Reggae fire, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your voice is dancing in Yahshua's name.